We want to discuss the relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Haftorah for Parshas Bamidbar, we read just a few days ago, Ve'erastich li li'olam, Ve'erastich li betzedek uv'mishpat uv'chesed v'rachmim, Ve'erastich li be'emuna v'yadat et Hashem. We would like to discuss concepts of emuna, concepts of yadiyas Hashem, the difference between the two, and finally, to talk about the fact that our people have a special kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a special close relationship, and that's going to express itself specifically and uniquely in the study of Torah and in the chelek of every individual member of Klal Yisrael in the Torah, his personal portion, his chelek in Torah. On the pasuk in Hosea, in the Haftorah Ve'erastich li li'olam, Rashi says the following, "Bitzedek uvemishpat shetisnagu bohen." Hashem says, I will enter into this intimate relationship of Erusin with Klal Yisrael because of the initiative of Klal Yisrael, their behavior, their action, their ethical and moral standards of tzedek uvemishpat, their noeg in tzedek uvemishpat, and therefore their astich li li'olam. But then Rashi says, "Bechesed v'rachamim." That's already HaKadosh Baruch Hu's initiative. Sheyavo lecha me'iti al yedehem. In other words, through your Knesset Yisrael, your tzedek u'mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, then me'iti from me will come chesed and rachamim, a love and compassionate relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Knesset Yisrael. And there's a certain element of reciprocity here in the way Rashi understands the pasuk. The Navi is telling us that Klal Yisrael will take the initiative with their high moral behavior, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in turn love them, have compassion upon them. It is the metaphor of Shir HaShirim, of the Dod, and the Raya. In this case, the Raya takes the initiative and the Dod responds. And I'd like to see how this idea, which is so high profile, if you will, so central to the Haftorah from Hosea Hanavi in Parshas Bamidbar, how it reflects itself in the Parsha itself, this close relationship between Klal Yisrael as we take the initiative and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he, with a capital H, takes the initiative. And I'd like to call your attention to the Pnei Yoshua, which is quoted in the Achronim here in Parshas Bamidbar. The Pnei Yoshua is in his commentary on Masechet Kiddushin, the first perek, in which he says, and he's quite famous for this, that the word Yisrael is an otrikun, it's Rashi Tevos, for Yesh Shishim Ribu Osios LeTorah. Yisrael, Klal Yisrael represent and correspond, they are a mirror image of the 600,000 letters in the Torah. It means that every single individual member of Klal Yisrael has a unique neshama that is a mirror image of one particular os in the Holy Torah. And this is embellished by the Kedushas HaLevi of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev, as he famously comments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Yisrael, and he gave the neshamos of Klal Yisrael to Bnei Yisrael. Those neshamos are the Torah itself, the Guf HaTorah. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak presumes an identity between the neshamos of Klal Yisrael and the Osios HaTorah, and that, he says, comes to expression and is alluded to by the fact that Klal Yisrael represent the Shishim Ribu, the 600,000 members of Klal Yisrael as they counted here in Parshas Bamidbar, in the book of Numbers, and that corresponds to the Shishim Ribu Osios Sheba Torah. And therefore Yisrael and Torah are one, Chadhu. His language is so beautiful, he says, Nimtza Yisrael Heim HaTorah, Ki Kol Echad MiYisrael Hu Osmei HaTorah. Klal Yisrael, the conglomerate, the nation of Israel represents the Torah, is the Torah. There's an identity here between Torah and Klal Yisrael. And if you fast forward to the end of the Torah, you find that the word Yisrael is the last word in the Torah. As it says, Liene Kol Yisrael. I recently participated in a Achnasas Sefer Torah in Passaic. Ari Rosenthal and his wife gave a Sefer Torah to the shul of Rabbi David Hirsch, and I was Zocha to write the Os, the first letter of the last word of the Torah, Yisrael. And Yisrael, as we said before, is no trikun for Yesh Shishim Ribu Osios La Torah. But let's rewind to the beginning of the Torah. And the first word of the Torah is Bereishis. And it says in the Sfarim that the word Bereishis is also no trikun. And that notrikun is, if you rearrange the letters of the word Bereishis, you will find the word Yisrael plus the word, the letter Beis. And again, the word Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Ribu Yosios, and here we add Ba Torah in order to cover the Beis. So the Torah begins and ends, the bookends of the Torah are the 600,000 Osios in the Torah, which represent Klal Yisrael. And this teaches us that Orais of Yisrael Chadhu, that Am Yisrael have a tfisa, have an achiza, they have a grasp on the Torah Kedosha, that Klal Yisrael is the Torah. The dveikus between Klal Yisrael and the Torah is an identity, a oneness. And perhaps the idea of Shishim Ribui, members of Klal Yisrael, each one having its own os, represents, as we saw before, Ve'arastichli b'chtzedek u'v'mishpat, the initiative of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with the Nesinas HaTorah, and the Torah represents the Shishim Ribui. This is the greatest gift of Yisrael, and Yisrael become one with the Torah, with the Kedushas HaTorah. Kol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael nishmaso mechuvan k'neged os echad shebatorah, nimtza sheYisrael heim HaTorah, Ki kol echad miYisrael hu os mei haTorah. Now I'd like to point out that there was a separate counting, a separate minyan for Shevet Levi. The pasuk here at the beginning of Bamidbar in Perek Gimel says, "Kol pkudei alevim asher pakad Moshe v'Aaron al pi Hashem lemishpachosam, kol zachar mi ben chodesh v'malas shnayim." The Esrim Aleph. So if the number 600,000, Shishim Ribui, is here represented in the counting of Klal Yisrael, and that represents the initiative of Klal Yisrael, of Verastichli B'tzedek U'v'mishpat, each Nisham of Klal Yisrael, taking that initiative, making its unique singular contribution, then there's another number here in the book of Numbers, in Parashas Bamidbar, and that is 22,000, and that represents Shevet Levi. Perhaps we could suggest that the number 22,000 represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to Klal Yisrael. The Erastich Li Bechesed Uverachamim Me'iti, Rashi says, because the 22,000 of Shevet Levi represents the Shekhinah, represents the 22 letters of the Torah, of the Aleph Beis. And I'd like to call your attention to a possible source in the Torah for the number 22,000 beyond Shevet Levi. And that is the pasuk in Baal Oscha, a little bit later on in Sefer Bamidbar, in Perek Yud Aleph, Uvenucha Yomar Shuva Hashem Rivavos Alfei Yisrael. There are two words here that I want to focus your attention on: Rivavos and Alfei. Rivava, in the singular, is 10,000, and Aleph, of course, is 1,000. But here it says Rivavos in plural and Alfei in plural. So we're talking about a number that reaches 22,000. And the Gemara points this out explicitly in Yevamos Daf Samach Dalid. And the Gemara's Lashon is Tana Rabbanan Uvnucha Yomar Shuva Hashem Rivavos Alfei Yisrael Melamed She'en Ashchina Shora Al Pachos Mishnei Alofim Ushnei Rivavos Mi Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina comes to reside on 22,000 of Israel. And the Rasha says, in his commentary in Yevamos, that this is based on the concept of Merkava, which we find in the Medrash Rabbah in Breishis, on the Pasuk Vayala Elokim Al Avram, and the Medrash comments, Hatzadikim Hem Merkava Shel Mokom, Shashchina Shora Lehem, and he says that when you have a Merkava down here, the Shechina is Shora on that Merkava, but he says that this is really a reflection down here in Aretz, in the lower world, so to speak, a mirror reflection of what goes on in the Shamayim in the higher worlds. The Shechina, of course, is in the Shamayim. And the Pasuk says, Rochev Shamayim Bezrecha. That's towards the end of the Chumash. And the Shechina up in Shamayim is the Machne Shechina Shel Mala. And the Machne Shechina Shel Mala, which has in its middle point, in the hub, the Shechina, is surrounded by the Machne Shechina of Chaf Beis Elef Malachi Ashores. The Pasuk says, Rochev Elokim, Rechev Elokim, Rabbasayim, Alfei Shenon. There are, in this Pasuk, it's explicit that there are 22,000 Malachi Ashores, and they, the Marsha say, encircle the Kisei HaKavod, the Shechina, that's the Machne Shechina Shel Mala. And we have the Machne Levia in the Olam HaTachton here, Lamata, and that Machne Levia comprises 22,000 Tzadikim, and the Shechina Shor Aleihem. We have an exact duplicate. As we said before, a mirror image corresponding to the Machne Shechina Shel Mala of the Malachi Ashores, the 22,000 that make up the Machne Shechina in Shemayim, and down here on earth we have the 22,000 that make up the Machne Levia here on earth where the Shechina Shore. And why Dafka the Leviim? Because Leviim Akulam Tzadikim, like we saw in the language of Medrash Rabbah regarding Avram, that he's the Merkava, the Tzadikim Eim Merkava. Shel Mokom, Shashchina Sharalem. Here too, the Tzadikim, meaning the Levim, are the Merkava. Shel Mokom and Ashchina Sharalem. They were not participants in the Chait of the Dor HaMidbar. They were the Merkava. They were the ones who carried the Klei Kodesh, where the Shechina was Shoreh. They set up the Machne Levia. Kedugmas Machne Shechina Shel Mala. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's initiative to come close and to reside and to bring His Shechina to be Shor on Klal Yisrael. And in that very same Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Dalid, if you look in the Ben Ish Chai in his wonderful commentary on the Agadat Ben Yoyada, he writes on the language of the Gemara in Shechina Shora al Pachos Mishnei Alofim Mishnei Revovus Mishrael, he says, Nira Li, B'siyata Dishmai Tam L'mispar Azeh, the meaning of this number, Ki Berchosam Shel Yisrael, what is the divine protection offered to Klal Yisrael? And the Pasuk says, until him, Yipol Mitzidka Elef, U'revava Miminecha. Here Elef is in Lashon Yachid, 1,000 Revova, 10,000 is Lashon Yachid, 11,000 Imtzakol Echad Shakul Keneged Yud Aleph Alofim. The protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Divine Providence, vis-a-vis one individual member of Klal Yisrael is 11,000. But, Yadua, HaAdam Nikra Olam Katan, it's true that man represents a universe unto himself, an Olam Mole, an Olam Katan, Ach, Hu Levado Plag Alma, he himself alone without a partner is half a world. V'im ishto hu olam sholem, together with his wife, he becomes sholem, a part of him was taken away, and now he reunites himself with that part that was removed. Now he's complete. And Zeu Hakat Shel Yudalef Alafim. This cat now represents the koach of 11,000 times 2. Zachar and Nekeva. The Zachar represents 11,000. The Nekeva likewise 11,000 together. The Olam Sholem represents 22,000. This is the greatness of the members of Klal Yisrael as they join together in this partnership, in these pairs of Zachar and Nekeva, creating a Shlemus that's 22,000 that brings down the Shechina and Zachu Shechina Beinayim. It means that the 22,000 of Shevet Levi is connected to the 22,000, as we saw in the Marsha, of the Machna Shechina Shel Shamayim Shel Mala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and the Malachim surround him. And this leads us to Matan Torah, because at the time of Matan Torah, the Pasuk describes Rechev Elokim Rabosayim Alfei Shinon. The Machna Shechina Shel Mala comes down, as it were, to this world at the time of Matan Torah with the 22,000. And at the time of the counting of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, the 22,000 Levim represent the Machna Shechina, the Machna Levi, which is the Machna Shechina. And Goli V'yadu Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekol Yisrael Yavdu Legu Chutz Mishevet Levi. The Shevet Levi represents the Tzadikim, the Merkava, in this world. Lefichach Hevi Malachim Keneged Shevet Levi, the 22,000 Malachim that were brought down from Shomayim to Eretz at the time of Matan Torah, the Rechev Elokim Rabosayim Alfei Shinon, those 22,000 Malachim were connected to the 22,000 Tzadikim that made up Shevet Levi, the Merkava of the Tzadikim. HaTzadikim Hei Merkava Shel Mokom and Ashkina Shor Aleihem. What we find in the counting of Shevet Levi is a replica of what happened at Maimon Har Sinai. And basically, this represents the potential of every single partnership of Zachar and Akeva, every Zug, every pair in Klal Yisrael. They can bring the Shechina down and create a Machna Shechina down here in this earth. And bringing down the Machna Shechina from Shamayim on the number 22,000 that represents the divine protection of Yipol Mitzidka Elef Uvavim Minecha, the 11 times 2. This is the powerful message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Klal Yisrael. And if you'll analyze the Netziv Mivalojin's introduction to the book of Bamidbar, you will see that he quotes the Shita of Eitana in Sota, that the name of this, the fourth book of Moses, is Pkudim Chumash HaPkudim. And the Bahag calls the book of Bamidbar not Bamidbar, but Pkudim. And it reflects that twice the Pkudim B'Lashon Rabim of the counting of Klal Yisrael here in the Midbar at the very beginning of the Sefer, which represents the counting of Bnei Yisrael that left Mitzrayim. But if you fast forward to Parshas Pinchas, again there's going to be a census of Bnei Yisrael. And the difference is, says the Netziv, that these two Pkudim have to be separated into two units, fundamentally different one from the other. He mentions some of the differences. For example, with regard to the Bnei Yosef, you find that in the first counting, that of Parshas Bamidbar, the Bnei Ephraim will come first, and only afterwards the Bnei Menashe, and that you'll see in Parshas Noso. Whereas in the second counting in Parshas Pinchas, the order is the reverse. And the Netziv has a breakthrough revolution here, in which he says that there are two Midos that are fundamentally different one from the other. The first is called Tiferes, and the second is Malchus. Tiferes, which represents the right hand, the right arm, is a Midah of Lamala Miderech HaTeva.
It's the supernatural, miraculous hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards Bnei Yisrael. However, that midah of Tiferes Lamala Miateva is only relevant to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. The exodus from Mitzrayim and its redemption is represented by the right hand, by Lamala Miderech HaTeva. The midah of Tiferes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling the shots. He is supernaturally changing the law of nature and engendering this redemption. But the second counting, which is many years later, represents Klal Yisrael before they enter into Eretz Yisrael. That's already Alicha B'derech HaTeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha now is concealed to protect Klal Yisrael, but they are now fighting a military campaign for years and years to conquer the land. That's Alpiderech HaTeva, at least in the way we see it. That's the midah not of Tiferes Lamala Me'ateva, but rather the midah of Malchus B'derech HaTeva. And that's why when they are in the Midbar, you find these two countings with regard to the second counting. We're talking about the end of the 40-year period. We're talking about the beginning of conquering the land with Milchemes Yisrael and Aknani, with Sichon. All this is B'derech HaTeva, a military campaign. And we don't find the Mate that was there with Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of the 40 years, functioning at the end of the 40 years, because the Mata represents Tiferes, which is Lamala Menateva. Now we're in a change, a fundamental transition to B'derech HaTeva. And the Netziv refers to the Medrash Rabbah on the Pasuk Vayavdel Kim Bein Ha'oru Bein Ha'choshech Zeh Sefer Bamidbar Shu Mavdil Bein Yotzi Mitzrayim Bein Boi Ha'oretz. And we have here a fundamental difference between the two pekudim, the two countings of Bnei Yisrael, reflecting the Or and Choshech Avdolah between Yotzei Mitzrayim and Boi Haaretz. And therefore we find that in the first counting, the Seder Adgolim on the four Ruchos, the four connections, corresponds to the counting, the Merkava of Shechina, the Merkava that we spoke about in Shamayim. Ephraim is at the beginning, right before Menashe. In Pekudei, on the other hand, in the second counting of Parshas Pinchas, at the end of the 40 years, there we find the reverse. And Menashe is above Ephraim, because the difference is that Ephraim represents the Yamin. That's why Yaakov Avinu places his right hand on the head of Ephraim. Ephraim representing the Yamin is the Midah of Tiferes of Lamala Min HaTeva. That's appropriate for the first counting of Bnei Yisrael, for the Yotzei Mitzrayim at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. Menashe, on the other hand, represents the protection of Hashem that's concealed, that's Beseser. Because Hanhaga B'Goli is that of B'Derech HaTeva, and that's where Menashe comes first. And he goes on to say that Vayehi B'Tzor Aharon, which Chazal tell us, those two psukim, it's a sefer b'fnei atzmo l'lamdenu kasher ki tchilas ki ascholas hashinui. The Sefer B'fnei Atzmo Vayehi B'Tzor Aharon separates between the before and the after of the Misonanim. The Misonanim, the Chet of Kivras HaTavra, that represents this transition, because the Onesh for the Chet HaMisonim was to undermine the midah of Tiferes in the aftermath of the sin, of the great sin. The tzel of Shechina of Hashkocha was biyad yeminam until that point, and now it moved over to the small, to what we called the Mechusa, as opposed to the Golui. And this is the fundamental breakthrough here of the Nitziv shedding light on the name of this Sefer as Pkudim. And perhaps we can integrate his presentation, which stands on its own 2 feet, into our suggestion based on Haftorah Hosea, based on Vayrastich, that there are 2 players here, one coming towards the other. In the case of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the initiative. And it's in the case of Boi Ba'aretz, of the Anhaga, of Knesa L'Eretz Yisrael, we, the people of Israel, have to take the initiative. But at the end of the day, there is a joining of 2 hands, an embracing of the Dod and the Raya, the Ve'erastich of Knesset Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and vice versa. And these 2 partners represent the 2 parts of the Pkudim, the 2 countings of Bnei Yisrael, the Teferis of the Yamin, and the Malchus of the Small, with that little Sefer Bifnei Atzmo of Ayhi Bin Sar HaAron, which, as we said before, with regard to the Aron, the Torah says, Uvenucha Yomar Shuva Hashem Rivos Alfei Yisrael, the Shechina Shora on the 22,000 Rivivos Alfei Yisrael. That Hashras HaShechina represents the joining of the 2 halves of Chumash HaPkudim with Hashras HaShechina on Klal Yisrael, Kidugmas Machta Shechina Shel Mala. And if you'll take a look at the end of Chumash, on the Pasuk V'heim Rivos Alfrayim, V'heim Alfei Menashe, the word Revovos with regard to Ephraim and Alfei with regard to Menashe, the 20,000 of Ephraim and the 2,000 of Menashe, the Meshech Chochma connects that to the 22,000 of Sefer Tehillim of Yipol Mitzitka Elef Revov Minecha. The Revava represents the Yamin, the right hand, which he calls Mitzad HaNisi, meaning the miraculous, supernatural Tiferes that we spoke about before. That's Ephraim of Rivavos, the Ashkocha Nisis of Yamin, and that's the Yaakov Avinu's Bracha of Ephraim Yamino, because Ephraim has Ashkocha Alpi Nisi based on Yamin. And that was Yoshua from Shevet Ephraim of Shemesh B'Givon Dom. And on the other, Menashe's on Tzad Smol. That represents the Derech HaTeva. And the maximum is a protection against Alofim, against the thousands. But once again, like the Nitziv, we see the Meshech Chochma, this unity, this integration of the Yamin, of the Smol, of Ephraim represents the Yamin, and that's Nisi. Or in the language of the Nitziv, that's Tiferes, Lamala Menateva. Menashe represents Tzad Smol, which is Mushgochim, not B'derech Nisi, but Al P'derech HaTeva. And there's no Hashgocha Protus B'Golui, but rather B'Nistar, and that represents the Alofim of Menashe, which is the Midah of Malchus, the integration of Tiferes and Malchus, is the 22,000 of the Shechina being Shora here on the Merkava of the Tzaddikim down on earth, which represents and corresponds to the 22,000 in the Machna Shechina Shel Mala. The Maral in his Gvuras Hashem, which is a book dedicated to the Yetziah Mimitzrayim, the redemption from Egypt, emphasizes that if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct intervention, Klal Yisrael could never have left the Shibud of Mitzrayim. There's nothing within the universe that would allow for such a thing to happen. And therefore, what we find is that the Yetzias Mitzrayim has nothing to do with Zman. It's not related to Zman. Zman represents this world. But Yetzias Mitzrayim represents a higher world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the initiative L'malam in Ateva, and it's Hashgacha Nisis, and that's why we find these Chometz. He says that if you have this Shehiyah of the dough, you allow it to rise, that's already connecting it to Zman. Matzah, on the other hand, represents something without Zman. It's an immediate kind of situation, B'chipazon, and therefore in the Yetziah from Shibud, from Avdus to Cherus, the Matzah plays the central role, because Matzah's Mufka is excluded, Ein lo Hemshech Zman Klal, whereas Chametz is prohibited because Chametz is Nasa B'Zman. Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim in the Madrega of, if we use the Netziv's terminology, of Tiferes, or in the Meshech Chochmah's terminology of Hashgacha Nisis, it's all L'malam in Ateva. And this, again, if we swing back to the relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one of absolutely two partners, so to speak, coming together, two Hanhagos coming together, integrated, the Ephraim, the Yamin, the Menashe of Smol, the L'malam and Atev of Tiferes, and the Ashgacha B'Nistar of Alpider Chatev, the Mida of Malchus. And the Meshech Chochma says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga is Begilui, and the glory of Hashem is revealed in front of the eyes of all onlookers, Vero Kolami Aretz, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alechav Yorim Mimeka, that Hanhaga of Nisis Begolui is reflected in the Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Tefillin Shel Rosh symbolizes V'yiru, Vero Kolami Aretz V'yiru Mimeka, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. But the second Mida, the Hanhaga of Hashgacha B'Nistar, that is symbolized by the Tefillin Shel Yad, which cannot be seen. That's why L'Cholaos, the Gemara says in Menachos, L'Chavala L'Cherem Lios, the Tefillin Shel Yad are covered. And that represents that Hanhagas Hashem B'Nistar, which is a very concealed, intimate relationship between Klal Yisrael and Knesset Yisrael. Excuse me, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And the Malbim and Hoshea, as we mentioned at the outset, reflects on the difference between Emuna and Yediya. The Pasuk says, V'astichli be'emuna, and then it says, V'yadatet Hashem. It starts in the Reisha with Emuna, and it ends in the Sefer with Yediya. Says the Malbim, Achar shetovi arusa biyodo matona azos shehi hamuna. The arusa, representing Knesset Yisrael symbolically, brings a gift. Her gift, her contribution to this joint partnership relationship with the Dod is Emuna. And then, after Klal Yisrael take the initiative of Emuna, then Yovila Kenegdo Matona Mitzido, then the Dod, the groom, brings his corresponding gift reciprocally. And what is that gift? The Adatas Hashem, that God will reveal Himself. Be Osos Uvimosim, there'll be an obvious and revealed Hashras Hashkina in the midst of Klal Yisrael, until the Emunah of Klal Yisrael be transformed now and elevated to the level of Yediyas Hashem. Yediyah means Yediyah Brura, means a clarity. Mashu Shem Musag Bechoshi says something that you can feel and sense, you see it with your eyes. We no longer need to fall back on Emunah, on faith. But now the Emunah has been upgraded to Yediyah Brura, and something that's mukhashi, that we can really feel, that we can grasp, it's clear, it's clarity, it's something that we see with our senses. It's something tangible that we can touch. That's the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the groom, in the context of this relationship, after the bride, the Arusa, brings her Emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here, I'm giving you Yadatet Hashem, something much greater that supersedes Emunah, to Yediyah Brura. That's going to be the Hashgacha Nisis. And so we could say that Klal Yisrael take the initiative of Emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with Yediyah, Every member of Klal Yisrael has his particular contribution, his individual os, the Shishim Ribu of Klal Yisrael, connected to Shishim Ribu Osios. The Yisrael, which is Yesh Shishim Ribu Osios Lator, because the Yisrael are the Merkava of the Shechina of the Torah itself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his gift, the great gift of Torah, and that's what's going to happen at Maimon Har Sinai. And all this leads me to my initial introduction about the close kirva, that close intimate relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we say on the Leil Pesach in the Dayenu of the Haggadah, Ilu Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai. Har Sinai is represented by Kirvanu. We thank Hashem for the Kirva. The Kirva. And what is the nature of this Kirva? It's so great, it's so awesome, that Har Sinai experience of Kirva, that Lo Nosalos HaTorah Dayenu. In a certain sense, it plays a role as great as the Torah itself, because the essence and the goal of this entire Maimon Har Sinai episode is to create that kirva. And that word kirva, in its various forms and conjugations, is a code word representing the essence of the close, intimate relationship between the Dod and the Raya, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, as David HaMelech calls our people, Am Krovo, Hodel Eretz Shamayim, Vayoren Keren LeYisrael, Amo, Tehilo Chol Chasidov NeYisrael, Am Krovo, Am Krovo. And that's what we pray for over and over again in our tefillos, in the Amida on a daily basis, thrice daily, Ashivenu Avinu Sarasecha, Vekarvenu Malkenu Lavodosecha, or Vekeravtanu Malkenu Lavodosecha, Vashimcha Golov HaKodesh Aleinu Karasa. And in Parshas Yisro, in the introduction to the Aseres HaDibros, to Maimon Har Sinai, V'Avi Eschem Eli, Rashi refers to the Targum Unkel, says, Vekarevis Yaschon Lefolchani. Again, the word kirva. And how great is this kirva that's indicated by Chazal on this pasuk, Yisrael Am Krovo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us as Am Krovo. Ma'ese li Yisrael v'em krovai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, what can I do for Klal Yisrael? Can I punish them? They are krovai. She'er basar li hema. Heim bat zug shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this you'll see in the Medrash Shir Hashirim, kol abiti achosi imi. Yisrael am krovo mamish kirva yesh lo imoem. This is something that is embellished by the Tamar Dvora of the Ramak on the Pasuk Mikael Kamocha Nose Avon V'over Al Pesha L'Sheris Nachloso. We are the Nachloso, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is therefore over Al Pesha. He overlooks our iniquities. He doesn't mete out harsh punishment. And why? Says the Tamar Dvora, because our relationship is Mamish Kirva. It's like a share basa relationship. And in the Psulei Eidus, you have various krovim, you have Rishon Barishon, Rishon B'Sheni, you have brothers, you have parents and children, but there's something called kigufo. Kigufo is a special relationship. That's called Am Krovo, that's She'eris Nachloso. The Lashon of She'eris Nachloso, says the Tamar Dvora, is share basar. And we're talking about Sof sof heim nachloso, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma omar, im anisha marei ha-ke'ev olai, kirichsiv ha-pasuk in Yeshaya b'chol tzorosom lo tzor. When Klal Yisrael suffers, then kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers. And the greatest way or method of reaching that kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we, Klal Yisrael, the Shishim Ribui, take the initiative, is through our avodah, through our mitzvos, to create a dveikus of a close relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to become the true, genuine Am Krovo, as the Mesil Sisharim writes in his introduction, Perak Aleph,
to the Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal's Yesod, Achsidus Vishorish Avodah Tmima, and his thesis is basically Acha Sha'alti Veis Hashem, Osavaki Shivti Veis Hashem, all that we long for and all that we crave for, our aspiration is like David HaMelech formulates it so beautifully in Tillim, is to be close to Hashem in his bias, Shivti Veis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. David HaMelech says, Vani Kirvas Elokim Li Tov, that's all I want is Kirvas Elokim, that is the only good, that's the true good, all the rest of Olam Hazeh is Shav and Hevel. But what we want is that Kirvas Hashem Li Tov, the real Tova, that close relationship, that Am Krova relationship, which we have to achieve through every single mitzvah as a method, a possibility, a potential of Dveikus Bo Yisbar Pekoch Masim Veheim Inyan Shal Mitzvahs. There are 613 mitzvahs, but they're really one mitzvah because all 613 are integrated to form a method, a derech, to reach Dveikus, to reach this Kirva and become Am Krovo. That's the purpose of our existence. That's the Yesoda Yesodos. That's what Chassidus is. That's the Shorash Avoda. This is what we place our ambitions in, that direction, and that's what we want. We want to be Am Krovo with that close relationship, and we can say that this begins with the Avi Is Eschem Eli Vikarav Yeshon, as the Targum says. Ilu Kervanu Lifnei Har Sinai, we re-experience the Kirva of Har Sinai. We are Am Krovo. We ask Hashem daily, Hashivenu Avinu Lisar Secha, Karvenu Malkenu Lavodah Secha, Vikaravtonu Malkenu Lavodah Secha, Vashimcha Godol Aleinu Karasi Ratzon. May each and every one of us take that initiative with a great deal of aspiration, energy, and craving to desire to become contributors to the oath of the Torah that each one of us represents, because the conglomerate and the integration of the Shishim Ribuyosios is the Shishim Ribuyosios of the Torah. We are the Kedushas HaTorah. We are the Machna Shechina. We can create a Machna Shechina down here, Lamata, Keneged Machna Shechina Lamala. If we do so, then we know that we're close to that day in which there'll be an absolute revelation through our Amuna of the Adatis Hashem, the Gilui of Ashkochanisis, of the Tiferes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as He resides His Shechina upon us. B'mheirav Yameinu Kein Yi Ratzon. Amen.